So tonight we're going to take a little bit of a pause from our regular schedule in Shaar Dalet, and we're going to do Shaar Aleph Perek Dalet. Shaar Aleph Perek Dalet is when Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes to us, and he's going to, it's the beginning point of where he builds it really in an amazing way, tying together the mahus of a person, our bodies, our soul, Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, creation. Perek Dalet is really kind of the beginning point of a lot of those all interwoven concepts, but it really all starts from something which we could all take a lot away from to think about over Tisha B'Av, and we still have a little time until Tisha B'Av. Tisha'm, it should not happen. We still have a few hours left. Perhaps we could do our part to think about the concepts. We ought to hasten the Geula. Because Hashem Yisbarach, we will not have a Tainus on Tisha B'Av this year. We'll have Yontif. Okay, so we're going to read. We're going to learn together. Shaar Aleph, Perek Dalet, Nefesh HaChaim. Says Rechaim Volozhiner the following. The Zos Torah Sa'adam, right? Those words are powerful. Zos Torah Sa'adam, right? Quoting the Chumash, right? Again, this is the entirety of the Torah of what a person's all about. Here we go. Kol Ish Yisrael, Al Yomar Belibo Chas Shalom. A person shouldn't say in his heart, God forbid, Ki Ma Ani, what am I? Ma Kochi, what is my strength? Lifol B'Maisei Hashfilim Shum Inyan B'Olam. What could I do for the world? What could I impact in the world? Imagine the following. Imagine if a person went through life thinking that I'm nothing. I have nothing either to contribute to the world, or the opposite. If a person says, my actions don't impact the world either. Imagine such a person, they can get either nothing done positively, at the same time, they don't realize all of our negative impacts that we could possibly do. We don't imagine all that we can impact other people. Someone had said that one of the incredible lessons of COVID and this, how our world has changed so much, is to realize what a powerful impact I have on everyone else in the world. We often don't always appreciate the little, smallest details. We think, oh, if I damage somebody, chas v'shalom, I just drove 2 hours from yeshiva, I just got home. So if you're driving a car on a highway, you can have tremendous impact. I never imagined that if I just blow on somebody, you could have such a massive impact on their life. If nothing else, one of the endless myriad of lessons we can learn from COVID is this line in Chaim Volozhiner and Nafshei Chaim, that a person can't imagine that he has no impact in the world. Amnam, however, Yavin v'yeda, a person has to understand and to know, v'yikva b'machshav asibota, be koveya in his heart, shekol prati ma'asa v'dibor v'machshav asibota, kol eis rega, every detail of his actions, of his words, and of his thoughts, every moment of the day, lo is avidu chasham, they're not wasted, they are calculated. As Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, that ayin roeh, ozen shomas, va'kol ma'asav mikhtav, v'sev mikhtavim, everything is recorded. Our Kaddish Baruch Hu hears our ear, hears our thoughts, that which we say, it is all recorded, everything is calculated. Umarab umasav ma'od gadlu amo, and how great are our actions, Shekol achas ole kefish arsha, that every action is recorded and goes up to Shemayim. Lifal pulaso begavim ram, incredible actions in the heavens. Bolamos v'tzachos ha'oros al yonim, and it creates tremendous tzachos, tremendous like bothers, incredible actions, and up in Shemayim. And again, this is, we now know this, now having learned much of Shaar Dalet, having so much, realizing that every word of Torah we learn creates incredible ma'isim and creates worlds. We're already here, he's laying the groundwork for this entire concept. Says Rav Yitzhak, so his son has notes all throughout the first few Sha'arim. We haven't come across that really in Shaar Dalet, but here in the beginning of Shaar Aleph, his son, Rav Chaim Volozhiner's son, has notes in the Nefesh HaChaim. He says the following: the Karav Lishmoa, and we have to begin to hear. Shekolam Shigam Zebecha Kavanos Zechron Rochav Avos is what he says in Mishnah Pegavos. Da Malo Malimcha, know that which is above you. Rotz Lomar Im Ki Incha Roe Beinecha, if you don't see with your eyes. We don't always see that which comes out of our actions. We don't always realize the consequences of our actions. About but you should absolutely know. All that occurs, it happens up in the upper heavens. Hakol nimchohu. It is all from you. Every word that you say, every action that you do, creates and impacts the almost all yonim. Well, the MS, he says, ki ya'ish ha'chacham yavin ezos v'amito. He says, when a person has the true chacham, libo yachil bekirbo bechel ve'oda, he should have trepidation, the suma alibo amasav asher lo tov v'chasham, that because of this, on any improper action that we do, heichan hima magiyim, the kalkel, the haros, the chait kal, chas v'shalom, that even a simple action, a chait kal, a light avera, again, doesn't say what that means, a chait kal can wreak havoc in Shemayim. Mashma, from the Lashon of Rechaim V'Lozner, that perhaps even a chait b'shogig, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita once gave an entire Musar Shmuz, when I was 80 years ago in Yeshiva in Beis Medrash, about the concept of a chait b'shogig. But we often think, oh, b'shogig, I did it by accident, not such a big deal, not the end of the world. Oh, okay, well, I walked into my room, I forgot it was Shabbos, flipped on the light switch. You know, in classic Yitzchak Cohen form, do you realize the power of a chait? This line of Chaim Blazer, that we can wreak havoc in Shemayim. And this is where it brings us to Tisha B'Av. Continues Rechaim V'lozhner Harbe Yoser Ima Shehichriv Minuchad Netzar Betitus, and we could accomplish more destruction than Nebuchad Netzar and Titus. Why? What does that even mean? What did they destroy the Beis Hamikdash? How does my walking into my room, flipping on a light switch, b'shogeg, that's worse than what Nebuchad Netzar and Titus did? It's unfathomable. What does that even mean? Says Rechaim V'lozhner Ki Alon Nebuchad Netzar Betitus Lo Asu B'Maseihem. They didn't do anything in their actions. Shum pegam the kilkel klal amala. They did nothing to impact Shemayim and the olamos alyonim. Ki lo lahem chelek v'shoresh b'olamos alyonim. They have nothing. They're nothing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're nothing. They have no chelek at all whatsoever. They have no action. They have no connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Tanchuma says. In the pasuk of Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, it says the Medrash, Lo Yisa Panim Ose Tshuva Nose Lo Panim, that in order for a person to do proper tshuva, he has to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face turn towards him. Meaning only those who are shayach to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face turn towards them, they could do tshuva. Who are those people? Elecha, only you, only Kli Yisrael, says the Medrash. Mashma from the Medrash, that it's only a Jew. This is the koach of a Jew. The koach of a Jew has the power to wreak havoc in Shemayim or do awesome things in Shemayim. Where Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they did nothing. We're going to see what they truly did. But the mashmas is that even a chet kal has more impact than their actions. The question is, how do we understand this? What does that even mean? What is the role of the non-Jews? How do the role of non-Jews impact the world? You would think that they should have equal impact, right? Certainly the Avos certainly had somewhat of a level, right, of non-Jews. And certainly a Ben Noach is chayev. As we know, a Ben Noach is chayev misa for those Averis they did. So are those Averis nothing? Are they impactful? Does it only impact him? But if they're nothing, then why is a Ben Noach chayev? Why are they chayev misa? Rav Chanan Wasserman has you know, many svarim. Well, you know, I'm sure you probably have learned them in Solomdis, Kovit Shurim. He also has a number of incredible pieces in Hashkafa. Rechana Wasserman is a saver called Kovitz Ma'amarim. In Kovitz Ma'amarim, he says very simply, he says that the Ben Noach certainly had that same koach in Shemayim. becomes Matan Torah, they changed everything. It changed us from being part of Bnei Noach to becoming Banim Atem Hashem Alkechem. Says Rechaim V'lozhin, says Rechana Wasserman, that once we became Banim to Hashem, once we became children, sons to Hashem, so there's a Chiba Yisera. There's an incredible love from father to son. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm only interested in my children and no one else. Well, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the entire world because everything is created B'Tselem Elokim. Every individual is created B'Tselem Elokim. However, when it comes to the extra shlita, the extra care and concern, that's only for Banim Hashem Hashem Elokim. That's only for Klal Yisrael. And says Rechana Wasserman, who can hurt a parent the most? A child. The people who are closest to us can hurt us the most. When that child is chutzpidik to the parents, it mamish kills the parents. When someone else would say that, not the end of the world. So says Rechana Wasserman, that's the koach that we have every time we do an action, as opposed to Titus and Nebuchadnezzar. And it continues on, says Rechaim V'lozhner, says, Rak shebechatainu nismai v'tosh v'kriyacho koach gvura shalmala. And because of our sins, therefore it lessens the power and the impact that we have in Shemayim. Es mikdash Hashem timu kviyacho amikdash elyon. That when we are makade, when we were metame the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if we were metame the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Vayidei kach hayolayam koach Nebuchadnezzar v'titos harachriv hamikdash shamata. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus only had the ability to destroy the Beis HaMikdash shamata. However, we, as Yidden, can destroy the Beis HaMikdash Shamala. They destroy the one that is Mechuva Neged HaMikdash Shamala. Right? There is a Beis HaMikdash Shamala and Beis HaMikdash Shamata. They only destroy the bricks, an empty shell. Kama She'amru Rabbanu Seinu Zerachan Ravacha Kimcha Tchina Tchinas. The Medrash in Eicha Rabasi says that they destroyed a destroyed building. Our sins are the ones that destroyed the beautiful Beis HaMikdash Lamala. They only destroyed the shell. He says, David says the pasuk in Tehillim. It says it's like it says when they were destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it was like a man wielding axes against a gnarled tree. Meaning, imagine a tree which has cuts all over it, and you take an axe and you chop it. But what do? You didn't do anything. It already had chops in it. It was nothing. It's like with the Gemara in Baba Kama says that if a person throws off a pitcher off a roof, and the guy in the bottom of the street takes a bat and smashes the pitcher, who's chayev? So we know. Right, so who's chayev? The guy who threw it, right? Because why? Because the guy who on the bottom, he shattered a shattered pitcher. It's nothing. So likewise, that's what Chaim Volcher says. That's pshat here. He says Nebuchadnezzar Titus, they destroyed an empty shell. He says Gamal Zos Yecharan Leva Adam Me'am Kodesh. With this, every thinking Jew has to tremble. Shu Kolal B'Tavniso Kol Kolchos Alamos Kulam. Because in every Jew, in every person, each one of us contains all the kochos of the world. What does that explain? What does that mean? He says, Shehein Hema HaKodesh HaMikdash Elyon. With inside of us resides the Kedusha of the Mikdash Elyon, up in Shemayim. Ba'alev Shaladam, in the heart of a person, and Ta'isa Degufa, it is in the middle of our body. Why? Who's who? Kol Yosakol. Our heart contains all of our koach. Neged HaBeis Kodshei Kedashim. If you think about the image, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, right, if you imagine that, right, that picture, right, where's the Heichal in correspondence to the Har Habayis? It's towards the top, the bottom of the top third, similar to where our heart is. Our heart is Mechuvan, and our bodies Keneged the Kodesh HaKedashim. Emtza HaYishav, in the middle of where it dwells. What's right in the middle of that? The Evan HaShasiyah, the foundation stone, our Kodesh Baruch Hu built the world. That is mechuvan to our hearts. Kolel kol sharshei mekor hakedusha as kamahud. We're mazuhu zechon ravacha the mishnah of perek tis hashachar. He says, and this is what the mishnah says in the brachos daftaf amid aleph yichavein es libo Keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. The person should focus his heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? Because there's this incredible connection between our hearts and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we'll end with a punchline. We'll skip the Zohar, and we'll end with a punchline. We'll do this part of the Nesh HaChaim. He says, "In Cain." He says, "If that is so, Be'is Asher Yasser HaAdam Lachshav V'Levavo." He says, "What's the natural extension of this? What's the corollary? If a person thinks in his heart, Machshava Asher LaTahora B'Niyof Rachman Alatzan." Right? If a person thinks improper thoughts in their mind, Hari, listen to the lashon. It's unbelievable. Hari Hu Machne Zona. Samil Hakina, the base Kachi Hakadoshim Alyona, Noraba Lamos Alyonim Hakadoshim Chasashom. A person is Machshav, improper thoughts, it's as if you brought a Zona into the Kodesh Hakadoshim. The Magbe Rachmana Watsan Kochos Atuma Vasitra Achra, the base Hakachi Hakadoshim Alyon. And then he increases and strengthens the power of the Yitzhahara and the Tumah in the base of the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. Harbe Yoser V'Yoser Imashin Nigram His Gabras Koach HaTumah Ayde Titus Patznio Zona Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim the Mikdash Matos. We know the Gemara in tells us that Titus HaRasha brought a Zona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But says Rechaim Wozner, that was nothing compared to what we could do when we are Machshav. When we think about thoughts, like bringing a Zona to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because when Titus HaRasha brought the Zona in, it was nothing. We kicked the Kodesh Baruch Hu out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim at that moment. There was nothing there. There was no remnant of Kedusha left whatsoever. It was just a shell. As opposed to when we bring that Tumah into our hearts, so then we are bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beit HaMikdash Lamala. The chaim, we'll finish with this. Kol chid asher kol ish Yisrael machnus b'libo chas shalom eish zara. He says, therefore, when a person does any avira, it's like bringing an ish zara into the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, the ish zara, the fire, which doesn't belong there, similar to what killed, right, not the avihu, but kas o b'share taivos ro'os rachman son. Not only machshavos ro'os, but even kas, or other taivas. Again, we're metame, we bring tumah into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Halohu mamish ki'inyon ha'kasov is what it says in Pasuk Yishaya, Beis Kodshenu v'tifartenu ha'esher hoya v'srefas ish harachman yizbarach shemo yatzilenu. And because of this, and as if that we are burning the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Titus and Nebuchadnezzar, as we said, did almost nothing. It's a very, very powerful message to think about our Tisha B'Av, is to what are we doing? As we know, the Gemara Yishami says that any generation that does not rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So obviously we need to work on the basic core averos of Be'atar Echad Kamocha, the Gimel Chamuros, certainly. But if we just stop for a few moments over at Tisha B'Av and think about, is that what am I doing to metaher my lave, to metaher my machshavos, to metaher my ratzon, so that way, just like we want to build the Beis HaMikdash Shalom Allah, but then with what inside of it? If I'm connected, if every one of us are connected to it, how much more so do I want to build that Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Lamala, which is Tahar, Vizach, in order that Bezat Hashem Yizbarach, we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash Lamala, and then so that we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash Lamata. To Hashem, we should all be zocha to be metaher our lev that way. To Hashem, Yehi Ratzon, that we can build the Beis HaMikdash from Hebrew Amenu.